Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. We are here in the great city of Detroit. This is your host, Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live and we just thank God for truly this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice in it. I will rejoice in it. What about you, beloved? We thank God for this glorious day. We thank God for this opportunity to join back with you. I send my love and my greetings and my blessings to those that are near and far. Grab your Bible. We are going to continue our series this morning as we have been sharing with you for the last 2 months, the month of September and October. Here we are. The last Sunday in the month of October. But beloved, as we have been looking at the victorious church of Jesus Christ, he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Oh, beloved, that is what Jesus the Christ, the Lord, the Savior, said. and spoke to us in this season and in this time. And so I encourage you, if this is your first time listening in, go back to our archives and start and download the Back to the Bible series, and you will be blessed. You'll be strengthened, you'll be encouraged, inspired, and empowered by the worship experience, by the teaching, by the prophetic word, by the prayer. Oh, beloved, you do not want to miss any series, any lesson or episode that we have shared with you here on the Kingdom and Gathering Online Church. As we meet every Sunday morning, Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m., you can download, you can listen in, you can call in. Beloved, if you have a prayer request, we are live for the next 30 minutes. So you can call at 347-945-6272. That's our guest call-in number. It's live, and we want to pray with you and for you. You may have a question or a comment. Dial the number, 347-945-6272, in the next 30 minutes. And so here on our online church gathering, it is about our authentic discipleship program, where we try to empower you, equip you, prepare you, teach you biblical foundations and kingdom principles of discipleship, leadership, and mentoring for building strong disciples of Christ. Amen. And so for the last week, we talked about the church discipline, And this is part two. Last week, we talked about leadership in the body of Christ. And this week, beloved, I want us to continue as a part two of church leadership and discipleship, and looking at membership. We know there are many members, but one body. And when I talk about the church, I'm talking about the universal church of Jesus Christ. Not your local assembly, not your local church, not your denomination, but we're talking about the church of Jesus Christ. I want you to put that lens and look out from that perspective, beloved, of what God is doing in his glorious church today, his victorious church today. Oh, I'm excited about the church of Jesus Christ, beloved, that we will be able to stand into what God is calling us to do in this time and in this season as a part of his glorious church. And so grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on, as we continue this series, Back to the Bible, the Victorious Church, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for what he's doing in this season and in this time. So, beloved, I just want to update you with some of our upcoming events that you would be able to capture some of the things that God is speaking to us in this time. So, write this down, beloved. We want you to record every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have our online Bible study and roundtable discussion. And so for the month of September and October, we cover God's holy days, feasts, and festivals. You can go back into our archive and listen in on that series as well. But starting this coming Wednesday, that is November the 2nd, we will be sharing and teaching about God's covenant wealth and how to live a
successful and prosperous life. Oh, this is a hot topic, beloved, and you do not want to miss it. And then, beloved, Monday through Friday, our daily prayer outreach on our Live at 5 prayer call. And the number is 1-605-562-3140. And the code is 313954 and pound. That's for our online Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then at 5 a.m., our prayer call, our prayer line, our prayer outreach. You will be blessed. You will be strengthened. You will be encouraged and empowered and inspired by the prayer and by the teachings. And then, beloved, coming up in the month of November, we will host a one-day Kingdom Entrepreneur and Business Summit for Christians. That's going to be November the 19th, starting at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a live on-site summit, and we want you to be a part, especially those that are in the metropolitan Detroit area. You do not want to miss it. And then our last announcement is our School of Ministry will be coming in the month of November. It is free tuition to all. Registration and application is required. So you can email us at faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. That's faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. And make your request for registration and application. We will have a school of prayer coming, a school of entrepreneurship and business training, a school of life coaching and spiritual development. So these are some of the things that are coming up in the end of this year and the beginning of next year. So you want to mark your calendar and respond accordingly as the Holy Spirit leads you. And then, beloved, during the month of November, we kick off our annual Partners of Hope campaign. We want you to become a partner of hope of this ministry and the work that God has given us and entrusted in our hands locally, nationally, and globally, our outreach, as we continue to be a blessing to those that are in need. So you have an opportunity to donate now through our PayPal secured account. It is using our email address, faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. And so become a partner of hope, pray, and be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not giving you a amount, but we are believing God, have been praying and believing God for 1,000 partners of hope. And I believe, as you are listening in by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will respond and become a partner of hope. Amen, amen, amen. And so now as we go into part two of our lesson today here on the online church, as I encourage you, grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on, and most of all, be open to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher and the revealer of all truth. Amen, amen. Last week we looked at the responsibilities of spiritual leaders. Amen. The fivefold ministry, leaders, the gift of the church from the Lord, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But those that are serving as bishops, amen, those that are serving as overseers, elders, in various capacities as spiritual leaders. And so I encourage you, beloved, if you're serving in any capacity, of your local church or denominational organization, I encourage you, go back and listen in to last week's series teaching on church discipline and leadership. Amen. Church discipline and leadership. And what are some of the responsibilities of spiritual leaders in the church of Jesus Christ? Amen. Because we are biblically focused and biblically centered. And so you can go in and read God's word for yourself. I encourage all of you to go back and listen and write the scriptures and study them and meditate and pray over them. Pray for your leaders, amen, in this season. So today, beloved, I want to look at the members, amen. There are many members, but one body. I want to look at today church membership, amen, the fellowship, the gathering. And how should we relate to spiritual leadership? How should we relate to those that have been given spiritual authority? Your pastors, your elders, and other spiritual leaders. And so grab your pen, that Bible, and something to write on. And I'm going to give you a couple of passages of scripture, and we're going to go in. And we're going to look and read them aloud and just give you some nuggets of how you as a member in the body of Christ should relate to spiritual leadership, to pastors, to elders, to the fivefold ministry leaders, to bishops, overseers, to those that may be leading local ministry organizations. Oh, the word of God has laid it out for you and for me. Amen. So I want you to write down Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, 13, and 25, and then 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 17. Amen. So I will read them. You can follow along. Amen. I encourage you. You know, whenever you enter into an area of studying out God's word, beloved, don't just take what maybe the teacher, the preacher is saying, but it is your responsibility to go in and search the scriptures like the Bereans. Search the scripture daily as God wills to you through his word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. And I have it highlighted in my Bible. So that means I've spent some time even looking at this particular two passages of Scripture for your hearing. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And then verse 17, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. Amen. That's the word of God for the people of God. I want to stop and just highlight those two verses before we go to the next two verses. in 1 Thessalonians. And so here we see, beloved, the writer is talking about us living holy and obedient lives. I encourage, read the full chapter of Hebrews 13, beloved, so you can grasp even a final perspective or a greater clarity of what the writer, the Hebrew writer, is expressing to you and me. If we looked at verse 6, I want to read that too, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. So we become content with when we realize God's sufficiency in our needs. And as Christian believers today who become a materialistic are saying that by their actions that God cannot take care of them, or at least won't take care of them the way they want. When you think about insecurity can lead to the love of money. That's why I want you to come on Wednesday, online Bible study. We're going to talk about the love of money. Is money good, evil? Or whether we're rich or poor. See, the only antidote to this, beloved, is to trust God to meet all our needs. Read all of Hebrews 13. I wanted to put that verse in there just as something to grasp your spirit. Because when we think about what the scripture just said, them that have the rule over you are the spiritual leaders, are the elders, the church leaders. And if you are a Christian, you owe much to others who have taught you and modeled for you what you needed to know about the gospel and Christian living, successful, victorious Christian living, beloved. So I'm saying to you, continue following the good examples of those who have invested themselves in you by investing your life through evangelism, through service, through Christian education. Those who have rule over you. Amen. See, the task, the responsibility, as I shared last week about church leadership and their responsibility, is to help you, me, help us mature in Christ, spiritual maturity, putting away the milk and embracing the meat of the Word of God. So cooperative followers of Christ greatly ease the burden of leadership. So any leaders that are listening out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And so I ask you this question, beloved. Does your conduct, your attitude, your behavior, your action give your spiritual leaders reason to report joyfully about you? Just a question, beloved. Think about that. When they speak of you, it is a report joyfully in regards to you as a believer, as a follower, as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Looking at your responsibilities now. That's me, you, everyone. We're part of this body, and we need each other. Now, 1 Thessalonians, I want you to turn to that with me and look at chapter 5, verse 12, 13, and 25. How should you, as a member of the body of Christ, relate to spiritual leaders, pastors, elders? Amen. So in chapter 5, beloved, in verse 12, says, for your hearing, as we look at this word, go back and read and meditate. And it says, again, I have it highlighted as well. And this is Paul speaking and some final instructions. Amen. He says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at among them. Amen. And then verse, that was 12 and 13, and verse 25 for your hearing as well. He says to us, this is Apostle Paul speaking. He says, brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your Sunday school teacher. Pray for the evangelist. Pray for the chairman of the various local ministries in your church. Pray for the prophet. Pray for the apostle. Pray. Pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen. So when we look at what Paul is giving as final instructions in verse 12 and 13, he says, them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, refers to those in leadership, those elders in your church. They are part of the leadership of God's Jesus Christ church, his universal church, his local church where we gather. As I talked about, the fellowship, the ecclesia, the gathering, the assembly. As we look at the church being birthed on Pentecost Day, the church of Jesus Christ, beloved, that they gather, beloved, for the continuing of the apostles' doctrine, teaching, for fellowship, for communion, the Lord's Supper, and for prayer. Those cornerstones, those pillars, those biblical foundations for your church, the church of Jesus Christ. And so Paul says to us, think of your pastor, think of your spiritual leaders, other church leaders. How can you honor them? How can you honor them, beloved? You can honor them by praying for them. You can honor them by words of encouragement. You can honor them, beloved. When we look at that word honor, it has a numeric, or I should say, it has a monetary value. Amen. You can bless them financially, beloved. You can honor them. How can you honor them? We know this month, the month of October, here in the United States, they may not do it all around the world, but the month of October has been set aside. We call it Pastor's Appreciation. Amen? And we can expand that to spiritual leadership, those that have labored in teaching you the word of God. Be a blessing to them. We're praying for them. Let them know you're praying for them. By encouraging them, by honoring them, by blessing them financially. Amen. See, express your appreciation. Tell them how you have been helped by their leadership, and teaching. Thank them for their ministry in your life. If you say nothing, how will they know where you stand? Now remember, they need and deserve your support and love. They need your support and love. Amen, 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 amen. I just want to say amen, amen, amen. And so as Paul said, pray for us. Very simple verse. He said, pray for us. We need your prayers. Pray for our families. Pray for the works of our hands. Pray for our bodies. Pray for our minds. Pray for our love for the body of Christ. Pray that we obey. Amen. Pray for spiritual leaders. As Paul says, pray for us. It's very simple. Call out our names. Lift us in your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. And then looking at how we should relate, let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Many of you have read it, quoted it, prayed it, amen. And today, beloved, see, many times we think that's somebody else's responsibility. But it is your responsibility as we continue to lay out foundational principles to equipping and preparing you through authentic discipleship. So, verse 17 and 18. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine and teaching. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Hallelujah. I already kind of touched base on that. But I gave the definition of elder several weeks ago. That is those that were ordained, called to serve as leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ. That they would be counted worthy of double honor, double blessing. Oh, yes, beloved. See, when we see those that are faithful, they're diligent, church leaders should be supported and appreciated. Supported and appreciated. See, too often, spiritual leaders are target for criticism because the congregation has unrealistic expectations. Think about yourself. How do you treat your spiritual leaders? Do you enjoy finding fault, or do you show your appreciation? Do they receive enough financial support to allow them to live without worry and provide for the needs of their families? Jesus and Paul emphasized the importance of supporting ministers who lead and teach us, beloved. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Look at Luke chapter 10, 7, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 4 through 10. See, this is a topic that the enemy has blocked God's people. But the Word of God is telling us that they are to be counted worth double honor, double blessings, amen, double rewards, because they're laboring in the word, in their time of study, in their time of prayer, in their time of teaching, just as I do here on Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. And throughout the week, the other ministry responsibilities of teaching the Word of God, ministering the Word of God, and prayer and fasting and study. Oh, yes, beloved. See, laboring in the Word and doctrine means preaching and teaching. And these are closely related. Preaching is proclaiming the Word of God and confronting listeners with the truth of the scripture. And teaching is explaining the truth in scripture, helping learners, disciples, students, believers presence of God. It's to help you apply God's word daily to your life, helping you to apply God's word. Amen. And so here we see Paul says these three things. Ruling elders are worthy of double honor. Write that down. Double honor. Double. Double. That means two times. Double honor. And as I said, the word honor, when we study it out, it has a monetary value to it. So for some, I need to break that down. That means financial blessings, giving, M-O-N-E-Y, money, double honor. They're working. They're laboring. Would you go and work at your job 40 hours a week and say at the end of the week, oh, that's okay, you don't have to pay me. But you still have financial responsibilities to take care of your family, to pay your bills, to live a lifestyle for food, clothes, shelter. So, beloved, again, with the body of Christ, those that are in leadership are counted to have double honor, beloved. That's what Paul is telling us. That's what Jesus Christ has spoken on as well. And see, it's unfortunate, however, we often take spiritual leaders for granted. You want us to pray for you, lay hands, prophesy over you, comfort you, all of those things that we have been called to do, beloved. Let's not take it for granted. Let's give honor where honor is due. In Jesus' name. Think of how you can honor your preachers and teachers right now, beloved. Those that have labored and poured into your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So you do have a responsibility. It's more than you just going in and sucking up the air. It's more than you just going and receiving the songs of Zion and the praises of the choir and the teaching from the pastor and the teachings and the preaching of the other spiritual leaders who are pouring into you. You have a responsibility as well. This is not, amen, a spectator sport where you go and you sit in the stadium and you watch and you cheer on your team. No, beloved, we're all a part of the body of Christ. We all have responsibilities. Amen. And so looking at our responsibility as members, toward the leadership, as I shared with you, the spiritual leader's responsibility to the church of Jesus Christ. When we look at Ephesians 4:15, it tells us who is the head of the church. Who's the head of the church, beloved? Who are we serving, beloved? Think about that. We all are called children of God. We all call to minister, but who is the head of the church? Not your denomination, not your local church, beloved, but who is the head of the church? And I'm glad you asked that question because it answers right here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Christ is the head of the church, the victorious church, the triumphant church, the glorious church, the church that's taken over, the church of Jesus Christ, the representative of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Kingdom of Heaven. Amen. So we think about this as we have been studying out, looking at unity in the church, that the spirit of unity would abide in the body of Christ, starting with you, starting with me. Go back and read through Ephesians chapter 4. Read the entire chapter, beloved, because we're talking about unity in the body, that we are all one body in Jesus Christ, beloved. There's one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, who is our Father and keeps us for eternity. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Let's not get it twisted. See, so we have to stand, beloved, knowing who we call on, that great name, Jesus the Christ. And so knowing our foundation of the church, as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, the foundation, that's what we're building here, beloved, as we study the word of God. Amen. That you will know the solid foundation that the church of Jesus Christ, that he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is the foundation of the church? Glad you asked, beloved. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed now how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ, beloved. So the foundation of the church, the victorious church, the triumphant church, the glorious church, the foundation of the church of all believers is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so this is what Apostle Paul is saying. He laid this foundation when he began the church of Corinth. So for those that are called to plant a church, this is the foundation. Jesus Christ, beloved. Nothing else. Everything else is sinking sand. Whoever builds the church, the officers, the teachers, the preachers, the parents, others, must build with high-quality material. And what is that high-quality material, beloved? Is it the right doctrine, the right teachings, right living that meets God's standard? See, Paul, in this conversation, if you read this, he was not criticizing Apollo, but challenging the 21st century church, challenging the future church leaders to have sound, biblical, foundational preaching and teaching out of the Word of God. Not psychology, not motivational, but sound doctrine, sound preaching, sound teaching. Amen. See, in this church, in the church built on Jesus Christ, every member, you and I, every church member must be mature, spiritually sensitive, and doctrinally sound. So if we look at the Corinthian church, if we look at even some of the churches today, the Corinthian church was filled with wood, hay, and stubble. These were members that we're talking about who were immature,